We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court's ruling on former President Trump's claims of absolute presidential immunity from prosecutions expected tomorrow, says ABC's Perry Russum.
This does not have to be a yes or no ruling from the High Court. There could be some type of hybrid ruling offering a president some level of protection. The trial for this case was supposed to start back in March. It was then delayed as it went up to the High Court. So depending on what the ruling is tomorrow, this case could move forward and we could see a trial before November.
President Biden's given no indication he plans to step down from the Democratic nomination for president. He attended fundraiser Saturday, 2 days after his shaky debate performance. Hurricane Beryl continues to strengthen, now a Category 3 storm as it heads towards the southeastern Caribbean. And holiday travel continues to surge in the U.S. On Friday, the TSA screened the fourth most people in one day on record. It's expected to screen 32 million through next Monday. This is ABC News. Police are trying to figure out the motive for a mass shooting in a residential area of a small Nebraska town Friday.
Police say shots from one house hit seven people at the house across the street in Crete, Nebraska, including four children, 3 to 10 years old. When officers went to confront the shooter, says Colonel John Bolduc, Nebraska State Patrol, they found
Billy Booth, age 74. Investigators located a shotgun near the deceased person.
Apparently self-inflicted, he says. Victims say recently Booth flipped them off and told them to speak English and go back where they came from. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A Serbian police officer in the capital Belgrade was injured Saturday by an attacker with a crossbow, and the police officer was guarding the Israeli embassy. Officials from Serbia and Israel say indications point to terrorism as a motive for the attack. Serbia's interior ministry says the officer fatally shot the attacker. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Sunday and light north winds, highs in the lower 70s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, will drop to the lower 50s. On Monday, increasing clouds, highs in the low to mid 70s, a couple of showers in the afternoon. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193.
It's 57 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just how our story ends. Did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. Hey. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking
checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again. Hey, hey, what can I say? I get you the line, say it's all okay. Oh, oh, what can I do? We're going through hell, getting over you. But it don't hurt, it don't hurt like it used to. No, it don't hurt, it don't hurt like it used to. I'm finally getting out back into the world. Life is good. I met me a girl, she got a beautiful heart, eyes of blue. I don't hardly ever think about you.
It's Billy Currington there on your radio. What's up? I'm Andrew Jay, and here's Keep chasing that same old devil down the same old
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Wish I had a car. Top broke down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy. My only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! She can handle any champagne brunch. bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off. You should see what vodka does. That's Joe Nichols. How you doing? It's Andrew J. Welcome along on your Sunday. Keep it here. Trisha Yearwood on the way, and Jason Aldean too.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair?
Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that.
And cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anyway. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to
me slip something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. You yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
To the teller down at the bank, just another checking account. Plumber that came today, you're just another house. At the airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the world, maybe just another girl. But to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, you're just another tip. To the guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. You can't get reservations 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl. But you're one in a million of me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes and tell me, can't you see?
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience. We're turning to the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, and we're looking at chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 through 12, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Father in heaven, your word is perfect, and it touches every facet of our life. And now, Lord, as we look at the subject of money, we pray that we would allow you free access to speak to us, that we might be found faithful stewards of all the gifts that you give to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I cannot think of a better church that I would like to pastor than the First Baptist Church of Durand. I want us to think about our outreach efforts and what we're able to do with our small numbers, because you believe the Bible when it talks about a tithe. And the Hebrew word for tithe is just the number 10. And we understand that the Bible teaches that we are to give one in 10 to God. And because we do that, though we are small in number, we are supporting right now 4 missionaries. 2 in Kenya, Africa, 1 in Kyrgyzstan, and 1 in the Philippines. And we're thinking about taking on another missionary in the Philippines, Pastor Edwin Pavilon. And besides that, there's the New Testament Association, there's the Wisconsin Fellowship of Baptist Churches, and there's the Wisconsin Family Council that we also support on a monthly basis. And then the radio broadcast. And we appreciate WRDN and the very, very good price that they allow us to pay to get this message out. But all of these things could not be done alone, but they are done as we collectively bring our tithes to the local church and invest it in God's work. Now, we do not have rummage sales. We do not use cookie walks. We do not sell raffle tickets. And we do not have fish fries to raise money for God's work. God's work is to be supported not by the unredeemed, not by those that don't know the Lord, but by those that do know Him. And it is a privilege. It is a privilege to give. So now we're looking at a time in Israel's history. The country had been back from Babylonian exile for over 100 years. The time now is about 438 B.C. And she has grown insensitive to God, and she has settled into ritualism and half-hearted obedience to Him, the ho-hum, the routine. And instead of seeking the Lord fervently, her heart had grown cold to Him. And among her sins was the serious matter of failing to acknowledge God as the Lord of their finances, and that is serious. If you use the word Lord, He is your supreme one. So God called this prophet by the name of Malachi to rebuke the people for their neglect. And as we look at this text here, we see that, first of all, not honoring God with our finances is called robbery. It's called robbery. In verse 8, he says, will a man rob God? Now that's a pretty, pretty strong statement, isn't it? Those are stern words. Yet ye have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? Now the question they ask has a tone of insolence. It shows how insensible they were to their spiritual needs and their guilt. And their answer to God shows that they were offended by God's response. God says, return unto me, and I will return unto you, in verse 7. And God responds by saying, in tithes and in offerings. Now, if you were to read your Bible in the Old Testament carefully, you would understand that there were actually three tithes that an Israelite was commanded to make. The first was called the Levitical tithe in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, the Levitical tithe. And that was a tenth of the produce that the people of Israel would harvest. That was to go to support the Levites and the tabernacle or the temple. 10% would go to maintain these who were representatives of God to the people. The second tithe is found in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 through 26, and that's called the festival tithe. So the second tithe was used to support the nine different convocations or nine different festivals that God had ordained for his people to observe throughout the calendar year. Passover, Pentecost, the Feast of Booths, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and on the list goes. But when they were to go to Jerusalem to observe these festivals, they were to bring a tithe with them. And that would help support these special celebrations, spiritual celebrations that God had established. And then in Leviticus chapter 14, they had a third tithe that they gave. There was a third tithe, and it was called the welfare tithe. And that went to help support the widows, and it went to help support the strangers or the foreigners who lived amongst them, those that had tasted some hard times and some hardships themselves. So there were three different types of tithes that the people were required to give. The third tithe came every third year. These tithes totaled up 23% annually of the people's incomes. So these tithes were being neglected, and for that God says, you are actually taking money that belongs to me and using it for yourself. You know, we have a fancy word today for that. It's called embezzlement. To privately appropriate funds that belong to God. What, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, and you're not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, if you know Christ as your personal Savior, if you have been born again, the Bible says you have an obligation to God, and he claims one out of $10 that you receive. I'm not making this up. This is here in the Word of God. All right, it's called robbery if you don't acknowledge him as the Lord of your finances. Second of all, in verse 9, it incurs God's curse. It incurs God's curse. He says, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. The whole country was indicted because they were not acknowledging the lordship of God with their pocketbook. You know, tithing was practiced 400 years, four centuries before the law was even given on Mount Sinai. Take your Bible and turn with me to Genesis chapter 14. To Genesis chapter 14. As scripture tells us here that Abraham was returning after overcoming the kings that had overrun Sodom and Gomorrah. And he had taken spoil and booty, in addition to his nephew Lot and other captives. And on his return, the scripture tells us he stopped in Jerusalem. And when he was in Jerusalem, the Bible says, in verse 18, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, Salem is another term for Jerusalem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he, that is Melchizedek, blessed him, that is Abraham, and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And he says, and he blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into all thy hand. And he, Abraham, gave him tithes, that is Melchizedek, of all that he had. 400 years before the law was even given, tithing was recognized. Turn with me, if you would, to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis 28. Abraham has a grandson by the name of Isaac. And, Jacob. And Jacob is headed north, east to go to Haran and to live with his wife's relatives. And there's this vision. He sees God. There's a ladder extended from heaven to earth. And God speaks to him and promises to bless him. And the Bible tells us in verse 20 of Genesis chapter 28, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way, that I will go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone, the one that he used for a pillar, which I have set for a pillar, and it shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. 400 years now, even before the Ten Commandments were given. Now, if we neglect this area of our walk with God, we are going to get God's frown. Things are not going to go the way they ought to. Now, Haggai chapter 1, verse 6 also talks about this period of time. And the people were not prospering because they had not been giving their tithes and they were not rebuilding the temple as they should have. And Haggai was raised up and he said, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. My friend, things are not going to go right for you financially. If you want to get your financial house in order, you've got to give God the tithe. And it's called giving him not what's left over at the end of your paycheck, but it means taking the 10% right off the top before you pay anything else. That's the first fruits, okay? And if you don't acknowledge him as the Lord of your pocketbook, hey, listen, God's going to get his tithe one way or another. Now, Debbie, I have empathy with you for your car. I've got car problems myself. I tithe. I'm sure you tithe too. It doesn't mean that we're going to be immune from things that happen to us, but you take the big sweep, the big picture, and you show me a person who is faithful in their tithes and their offerings, and I'll show you a person who is blessed by God in a temporal way. And the Bible tells us here that God says that ye are cursed with a curse. When you take what belongs to God, and if you have been redeemed, if you have been born again, you are not your own, and that includes your money. And God just simply says, I deserve a tenth. And it's a way for us to acknowledge his lordship in our life. Now, something else I want you to see here, and that's in verse 10 and 11. He says, ye are cursed with a curse. Ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. My friend, this church practices tithing. Not only do we have four missionaries we're supporting, plus thinking on taking a fifth, not only do we support three other organizations, the New Testament Association, the WFBC, and the Wisconsin Family Council, plus a broadcast, but you are supporting a pastor too. Tithing, and for our numbers. For our numbers. It is a proven method that God uses to bless his people and to support his work. Now, tithing was commended by Jesus. In Matthew 23:23, he said this to the Pharisees and scribes. He says, woe unto you, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint, anise, and cumin. Those are garden herbs, spices that these people grew. And he says, you pay tithe even of these little vegetables and spices that you grow. He says, but you have omitted the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have to have done, that is to tithe, and not to have left the others undone, justice, mercy, and faith. So Jesus commended tithing in his time when he was here on earth. I want you to see something else right here in verses 10 and 11. To not tithe robs the believer of blessings. To not tithe, Roman numeral 3, robs the believer of blessings. And the scripture tells us right here, prove me, God says in verse 10, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Check me out, test me, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. God says, I will bless you if you tithe. He'll bless you in a temporal way, but even richer than that, he'll bless you in a spiritual way. My friend, it takes faith to tithe. It takes faith to tithe. But if you've been born again and you've experienced that supernatural birth, you know that you serve a supernatural God and that he can meet your needs. And as you do that, it's so wonderful to see him answer your prayers as you've read of great men of God and you have read of great women of God who offered prayers to God and how God met their needs. And God will do the same for you. But when we do not tithe, we rob ourselves of a type of blessing that God wants to give to us. And he promises right here, I'm going to open the windows of heaven. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless you. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. There is no express command to tithe given to the church in the New Testament. There's no express command to tithe given to the church in the New Testament. There isn't. Jesus commends it in Matthew 23:23. But by the same token, neither is there a repeal of a universal principle that had been practiced for over 20 centuries by God's people, and that is tithing. We went all the way back to Abraham and to Jacob. And nowhere in the New Testament do we see that God has repealed that universal principle. It's a rule of thumb. That's where we start. When we, a tithe belongs to God and the local church, okay? And from there, we give an offering. An offering is anything above the 10%, okay? And God says, I will bless you. Now, it says here in our outline, if a Jew living under the law gave a tenth, and they were living under the law, how much more should a Christian living under grace give? How much more should a Christian living under grace give? The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:7, God loveth the cheerful giver. It is imperative for us to learn this wonderful truth that God will bless us. And he says here, he will rebuke the devourer, the insects, the locusts, the caterpillars, and other things that come up. We, over the years that we have been allowed to serve the Lord, have met different people who profess faith in Christ. Tithing has worked in my family. I have seen it work in the lives of many other families. And I have seen families that have disregarded the tithe and used it for vacation money, or used it for a car payment, or for clothes, instead of giving God the tenth that belongs to him. And things do not go well for them financially. Now, it robs the believer of blessings. I want to share something with you. There's a lady by the name of Charlotte Skinner, who was a 19th century believer, who did a lot of personal work among God's people. And she once said, "I was staying with a woman whose husband was sick and out of work when she received a letter from Charles Spurgeon, her pastor at the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London. In the letter was a £5 note, which would be equivalent to about $25, which was a huge sum back in 1890. In the letter, Pastor Spurgeon wrote but a few cheerful words. He just said a little something just to keep the pot boiling. Well, Charlotte, who was visiting with this woman, said she had a few bills on her and some change, so she gave the woman the smaller bills and coins for that £25 note. And as soon as the woman got the currency for her note, she took out a half sovereign, which was a coin equivalent to $2.50 in our money. She said, "This must go into the green purse," and dropped the coin into it. Then Charlotte said, "I asked the woman why she separated her money in that way. She says, 'Oh, this is God's purse. We always put aside a tenth.' And her guest answered, 'But God does not require this in your present circumstances.' 'No,' was her response, and a beautiful light came on her face. 'He may not, but it is our joy to do it. See how good God is to us. I never asked Mr. Spurgeon to help, nor did I ever tell him we were in a corner. It would be selfish to spend all of this on ourselves. Where would our gratitude be if we did?'" There's a woman that understood, even in hard times, that the tithe belongs to God. It's a way to share with God. God shares with us 24/7, does he not? It robs the believer of blessing. And then fourth here, something else that we see about this. It harms our testimony when we do not tithe. It harms our testimony when we do not tithe. The scripture tells us right here in verse 12, "And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." God says that tiny country of Israel would be blessed in some very big ways. And all the nations of the world would see that they are indeed followers of the true God. It enhances your testimony when you tithe. You may not live in a house that costs over $500,000, and you may not drive a new car every year, but people will see that your lifestyle is different and that you always seem to have enough and even more than that. Why? It's because of your relationship to God. And it says in verse 12, "And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of Israel." Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, it says, "The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways." Verse 10, he says, "And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee." Want to make your testimony for Christ shine, honor him with your tithes and with your offerings. You can't say, I can't afford it, because you have all the promises in the Bible and you know the God who made heaven and earth. Now, under our outline here, Roman numeral number 4, the Old Testament storehouse was the temple, and there were rooms that were erected alongside the superstructure of that edifice, and those rooms kept the corn, it kept the wheat and the rye and the barley and the olive oil for later use by the Levites to support them and the priests. The counterpart of the Old Testament tabernacle is the New Testament church. And in Acts chapter 4 and Acts chapter 5 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we see that giving came to the local New Testament church. And incidentally, it's a very wise thing, because when you're a member of a Bible-believing church, you have a say in how those funds are being spent, do you not? If you have quarterly business meetings, and if the leadership is accountable to the congregation, you have a say. You see where that money goes. You send your money away to this ministry or that ministry, you don't have a say in how that money is being spent. And you're not sure of the accountability that is there in place. The New Testament church is the equivalent to the Old Testament temple, the storehouse. And it is the place that God has designated that his giving be deposited. Now, we want to finish with this. The people in Israel had to learn a hard lesson, and that is, when they kept for themselves all $10 instead of giving one to God, they found life was a lot harder for them. Life goes a lot easier for God's people when they acknowledge him as Lord of all, not just Lord of some areas of their life. Now, in the conclusion right here, how we spend our money reveals what is important to us and who is important to us. Does it not? It does. And God's work in us and God's work through us is hindered in a mighty way when we fail to acknowledge him as Lord of our finances. I am not begging for money.